AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Investigators are trying to figure out what prompted a Kuwait-born Tennessee man to go on a shooting rampage at a pair of military sites in Chattanooga. The FBI's Ed Reinhold says they're doing all they can to learn more about 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz.
We are checking every possible place that he could reside or could have resided, visited, where he's shopped, where he went to school, who his friends were.
His friends say he was an outgoing and popular guy. He'd graduated from the University of Tennessee. Counterterrorism officials say he had no ties to terrorism. Yesterday's shooting, meantime, raising questions about whether additional security measures are needed at places like military recruitment centers. The president said it's something officials will consider.
We have to make sure that we have all the information necessary to make an assessment in terms of how this attack took place and what further precautions we can take in the future.
The city of New York has stepped up patrols around military recruitment stations. 165 guilty verdicts for Colorado theater shooter James Holmes, one for each count against him. AP correspondent Sadie Gurman was in the courtroom at the time.
The whole courtroom was full of victims' families and relatives, and when the verdict was read, people just burst into sobs. The judge had warned against audible outbursts, so they were trying to stifle their tears by holding on to Kleenex and clutching each other's hands, and it was a very emotional moment.
Now jurors will have to decide Holmes' fate. Tom Sullivan lost his son in the shooting. He wants Holmes executed.
I hope I can do everything I can to see that this guy's Colorado privileges are taken away, that he no longer gets to breathe the sweet air us Coloradans get to breathe anymore.
This is AP Radio News. A federal judge has rejected the government's effort to quash a lawsuit challenging its no-fly list.
Government lawyers had argued it would be impossible to adjudicate the case without exposing state secrets about the individual involved and the process used to place people on the no-fly list. A U.S. citizen who lives in Virginia filed the suit in 2011 after he was denied boarding a flight back to the U.S. from Kuwait. The man's attorney says the ruling is significant because, quote, it is the most full-throated rejection thus far of a state secrets claim in a watchlist case. I'm Ross Simpson.
Two hackers have scored 1 million frequent flyer miles apiece on United for finding security holes in the airline's computer systems. The awards were made under a security program United started in spring. Tech companies sometimes offer these so-called bug bounties, but they're unusual in transportation. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.